Tallis was the first known person to accurately predict an eclipse. Tallis was one of the Greek pre-Socratic philosophers of the 6th century BCE, some 200 years before Socrates. These pre-Socratic philosophers might more accurately be called the first natural scientists rather than philosophers, as they were the first to seek totally natural explanations for all earthly and heavenly phenomena. They were, in other words, the world's first materialists. They thought to explain all phenomena, all cause and effect, without reference to the gods or any other supernatural entities. Of course, they didn't get things quite right. They hypothesized that all things were composed of some combination of water, air, fire, and earth. But it was an awesome beginning to the materialist understanding of the universe that today is the universal premise of all scientific investigation. Unfortunately, this tradition of seeking to discover the nature of the cosmos in purely natural terms had declined by the time of Socrates and was obliterated entirely with the rise of Christianity as a state religion of the late Roman Empire. It wasn't until the time of Copernicus, over 1,000 years later, that the quest resumed in earnest to explore and understand the workings of the universe on naturalistic grounds. The eclipse is a fully understood natural event containing no mystical or cosmic meaning for either good or ill, period. In fact, the same goes for all celestial events, understood or not. The cosmos is indifferent to the human condition and our aspirations. Even say that is an anthropomorphism, as even indifference implies sentience, an attribute the cosmos is utterly lacking. The materialist position does not, however, rob humanity of a sense of awe as we ponder the cosmos and the nature of physical reality. Do you know that the universe is expanding faster than the speed of light? This does not invalidate Einstein's law that the speed of light is the universe's maximum speed limit. The universe is expanding, not traveling faster than that limit. Think of an uninflated balloon covered with black dots that represent galaxies. Then inflate the balloon and watch the dots fly apart. That's expansion. The day will come when the only stars that can be seen in the sky will be from our own Milky Way galaxy, as the other galaxies are receding too fast and are too far away for their light to ever reach us. If there are astronomers or any humans in this far distant time, hint, there won't be, they would have no way of knowing that anything lies beyond our own mid-sized galaxy. Also, serious consideration is being given to the possibility that we live in a multiverse rather than a singular universe, with mind-boggling implications. Perhaps even more awesome, astrophysicists calculate that our universe contains insufficient physical matter to prevent it from flying apart and self-destructing. To solve this dilemma, they have concluded that observable ordinary matter accounts for only 5% of the total mass energy of the universe, the balance consisting of unobservable dark matter and dark energy. They have no idea what these are, but they're pretty damn sure they're there. And last but not least is the awesome fact that animals such as we have evolved with the capacity to contemplate such things.